This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Get up. Get up. Got to get a getting. And got to get somewhere church tonight and find a place to preach. Some of the folks will be standing around waiting. Maybe have a home service there in one of the homes where we've been visiting. And Wednesday night, always have service on Wednesday night. You know, folks tell me they cut out the Wednesday night service in a lot of our Baptist churches. I was talking to a lady the other day here in the bookstore, and I said, how's y'all Sunday services going, lady? She said, oh, we don't have service on Sunday night anymore. We let our pastor rest. I said, rest from what, playing golf? Too much strenuous playing golf? That's what I laughed at her. She thought it was funny. But I met another man, a pastor that I've been knowing a long time in the grocery store the other day, and shook hands with him, and he said, you know, Pastor, I retired. I said, is that right? He said, yeah, I'm 65 now, and I retired. I said, well, I don't ever find where the Lord decommissioned anybody, took away his commission. I said, you know, we have a saying in our little old ministry that we'd rather burn out than we had to rust out. Well, he didn't have time to talk anymore. He went on picking up some cucumbers or something. I don't know what it was. But I thank the world of him, but he just, how can you retire, preacher, 65, in good health? Well, we leave that alone. We're looking at whom the Lord will be glorified by when he returns. Our text says every saint will glorify Christ in himself and admire Christ. Do you know, my friend, that throughout eternity, every saved individual will wonder to himself that such a poor creature as I and you should be brought to heaven. And as you walk in the streets of glory throughout eternity, we will marvel. I believe we'll marvel. I think we'll walk around wide-eyed, always wondering, what in the world? I know this will be true in my case. I won't never forget and to be amazed at how the Lord picked me up. I was a little old country boy, no ignorant, didn't even have no religious training whatsoever, which wasn't amount to nothing, but I didn't have any. And the Lord chose one day after I got out of the Navy, married my wifey, and chose to come there by the Holy Spirit. And I didn't ask for it. The Lord didn't have to do it, but he chose to do it. You know, folks make fun when we talk about predestination and election of foreknowledge. And I read that verse to him where Peter said, and ye are a chosen generation. I'm a chosen generation. You can make fun of that if you want to, but my friend, don't do that. Don't do that, my friend. Oh, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And the only reason he did was because of his sovereign free grace. I'm glad he elected me back there in the eternities, according to Ephesians 1. I'm glad he called me in time, justified me, made me righteous in his sight. And Romans 8:29. Oh, my friend, I stand amazed in his presence. Brother, this is true, will be true with every saint of God. Then the saints will admire Christ in one another. We do that now. We do that now. I see individuals whom the Lord has saved, and I see their lives as they go about in that new life, that new spirit. I admire them. I don't run up to them and say things. I just know we'll never get over throughout eternity the fact that the Lord saved us. And you and I will walk down the streets of glory, and one of the wonders of heaven will be that we got there. You know, I used to hear the pastor talk about three wonders in heaven. There'll be three wonders there, folks. First wonder is there'll be folks there that you and I wasn't looking for. Oh, won't that be great? You know, we're so something wrong with us. Folks there that we didn't look for. We prejudge folks, don't we? And then that's the first wonder. Then the second wonder, there'll be folks missing that we thought would be there. Oh, my friend. But the third wonder is that I'll be there. Old Pendarvis, walk down them golden streets, my friend. Listen, gave his own blood. I think one of the conversation will be like this. Now listen, "Good morning, brother. You got here too?" And then I walked down a little further and meet another one, and one whom I knew to be one of those red light district women. I've known those folks, know who they were. "You got here to heavens? Good morning, sister. You got here?" And she'll break forth praising the Lord, washing her sins away. Then, no doubt, she'll say, "Well, Trailblazer, you got here. You got here, didn't you? You old self-righteous fool." Then I'll break forth praising the Lord. Yes, the saints will admire Christ in one another. Everyone will be talking about the Lord. And I've often said, if the Lord would need a janitor in his office, if he has one, I'd like to be that janitor. That's right, my friend. And be that there close. So if I could constantly behold the Lord and look into that lovely face, see those scars where those crown was pressed down, see those hands, then when I get catch up and caught up with my work, just fall at his feet, worship him. You think that's foolish, my friend? I don't. No. Then the holy angels will stand by, look on and wonder, when they see their prince, the Lord Emmanuel, come back to heaven with 10,000 times 10,000 of the ransom, as he leads forth that unnumbered host redeemed by his precious blood, no doubt they will begin to shout. Now listen, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of kings, the King of glory, shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory, according to Psalms 24. Yes, my friend, when the Lord Jesus comes leading that unnumbered host of redeemed ones into the portals of glory, they shall be singing, "For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred, every tongue, and every people, every nation, and hast made us unto us our God, kings and priests," according to Revelation 5. Yes, all heaven shall be ablaze, and the saints shall come forth following their Redeemer, crying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord." Yes, when the saints come forth crying, "Hallelujah." You know what that word hallelujah means, my friend? I didn't for a long time. It means praise the Lord. "For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The angels of heaven will admire and look on us with wonder at the marvelous grace of our sovereign God in redeeming sinners." You know, the saints, the angels won't have that glory. They don't know anything about being redeemed by the precious blood. No, they were created sinless, my friend. No, listen. The saints themselves will be startled with the Lord's work, that when they realize what the Lord has done. We walk around so ignorant of what all, as it will be so far beyond and surpass any means of their imagination. We just can't imagine, my friend. I like to sit and just let my mind think and wonder what it will be or what it will be like, my friend. We can never imagine our Lord to be so good and so gracious. We've been in this sin-cursed world, satanic-led world. Christ will be admired in all of his saints because every one of us will stand there as proof of his power to save. We'll be there, my friend. That's the reason I often tell you, awaken soul, if you want to know the Lord, watch his people, watch his saints, those whom the Lord has redeemed. Spend time with them, speaking with them about what the Lord has done for them. Probe their heart a little bit. That's right. That's what I used to do when I was awakened soul. I'd go there into New Orleans, especially on fellowship time. There'd be folks there from all of our mission places, the old men of God, some of the women of God, and we'd have fellowship time. And after lunch, we'd sit out there in the shade of the trees. We had benches set out there, and three or four of the old saints would be over there talking, and I'd kind of ease up there behind them and just listen. I didn't say anything. I couldn't worship with them because I wanted to know the Lord. I wanted to know who they were talking about. I wanted to know what they were talking about. I wanted to know what difference was in them and me. I could see the old scoundrels. They were old scoundrels. They were, because I hear them talk. I heard them talk about, and they didn't glory in the life that they had lived. Oh, no, you don't do that, my friend. You hear someone who tells you that they're saved, and you hear them talk about their young days when they was rascals and all of this, biggest bully in town, whip everything, walk. They're not saved. They want to forget all of those times. Talking about how much drinking they could stay out all night and drinking. God's child don't do that. My friend, we're ashamed of those days if you had them. You're ashamed of them. And the scripture says we are peculiar people. What does that mean? It means we don't mix. Our thoughts are not of the world and in the world. We don't do that. We regret everything. We regret that someone knows a little bit about our previous life. We regret that. We surely don't want to brag about it, my friend. Don't brag on that. Oh, ask the Lord to take that away from you if you have a problem with that. Ask the Lord to take that away from you and then go confess it to him. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I didn't want to disgrace you. Oh, my friend. But that's how you see Christ admired in those old men of God I did, and the women too. And some of those gracious ladies, you'd meet them in the aisle of the tabernacle on Sunday morning, and they'd stop you and say, Brother Pendarvis, has the Lord saved you yet? Not have to hang my head and walk on down. No. But now one day at God's time, I could say, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, my lady. Yes, ma'am, my dear friend. Oh, my friend, I loved the saints of God after the Lord saved me. I just loved them. I would spend as much time. I visited in their homes, helped them around the house doing things that they needed, the widow ladies, and helping them repair little old things around their house and those things. I loved to do that when I was able. And then to sit down at night and have devotion with them, and maybe have service with them if it was time for service. And those are what the saints enjoy, my folks. Do you love to do that? Or you come here to church and you're anxious to get ready and get gone? No. God's child don't do that. But remember, the old Trailblazers are going to be back tomorrow. I promise you I'd give you my mailing address. It's Radio Missions or just the old Trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. I would love to hear from you. Tell me where you're listening from. You may be a new listener on our internet somewhere, on our Radio Missions Radio. And if you'd like to have our magazine, the subscription's only $3 a year. Comes out quarterly. And if you would, remember my phone number, area code 225-664-8658. Call me any morning. I'm always here early in the morning. Goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.